Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're excited to be here.
We have a great yes. We're excited that you're here as well. Yeah. We have a great show for you today. I wanted to really quick let you know that this is a live show today, and we are taking callers. We'll be taking callers right after the first commercial, so you can call in to talk to us at 888-627-6008. So if you're listening on the other phone number that we sent out via Twitter and everything, or if you're listening online and you want to call us, you can call us to talk to us at 888-627-6008. But we want to give you a preview of what we're going to be talking about today, and then we've got some really exciting announcements.
Okay.
So today's topic is, Janet?
Heart space. And what that means and why you don't have to react negatively to the word heart, and what consciousness is all about and how we use it in our realities.
Yeah, so. Because, you know, heart means many different things. And, I don't think a lot of people react negatively. I just do from my training. But, yeah. You know, or, you know, if you're in a card game, you might react negatively to hearts if you've got, you know, all the other
Well, in our backgrounds, we are aware of how most people refer to heart as an emotional context. And when we're talking about the field of the heart, field of unified consciousness, the field of zero point universe, there's all kinds of language we use to mean basically the same thing, the place where you access the all.
Great.
And how to be in that place. And that's what Great. We're going to focus on today.
Yeah, so we'll be talking more about that. But first, mm-hmm. we have some interesting things we want to tell people about. We want to tell them about our conscious conference call that is coming up in August, which is on August 20th at time in brain. Brain
is 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Pacific. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can register for the call by emailing us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And this is a chance for you to get up close and personal with us. It's usually it's a small gathering where you can directly ask us questions, and it's also recorded, and you can have a much more intimate dropping in the heart space. Also, why don't you tell people about your website, and then I'll tell people about my classes and seminars.
Okay, and so let's see. You can contact me at janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out one word. Got interesting things there, I think. And there is a place to subscribe to my great blog, Life in the Beyond. And if you do that, you can pick up a copy of 10 great tips. Yeah, what do I know? 10
right.
tips to enjoying life. And it really includes 28. So I know a lot about something. Or I say I do.
Janet is a generous woman, and she will... give from her heart, and she may
That's
say
right.
10, but she will give you 28.
Give me 28, so sign up for that. And because both of you and I have great blogs, we write weekly, and we want to encourage people to know that you're not alone in your adventure that we call life, and that what is going on for one of us is going on for all of us. And it's just how we track. The word we use is tracking, what we're noticing in this field of unified consciousness that's playing. And it's, you know, I hear from people all the time, whoa, that was really what I've been working on this week or something. So I know that that's a real state for me, and it'll help you, the listener, whoever you may be, whatever time zone you are in, to kind of realize, whoa, I'm not alone in this. This is what's up for me this week. So please do that. And then you've got some great stuff you're doing.
I have a lot of stuff, so I'm going to talk fast. I have some stuff that is online, and I also have some stuff that is in person. One of the things coming up real soon is I have a monthly meetup in Tacoma, so if you're in the Puget Sound area, it's a conscious conversations or consciousness conversations. And we had an amazing experience last July. Everybody gathered and we discussed consciousness and the expanding experiences that we're having as consciousness. And it was awesome. It was the most amazing experience. It's going to be on Saturday, August 8th at 3:30 at the Swayze Library in Tacoma. And if you go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, you can click on Meetup, or you can find me on Meetup at Consciousness Conversations, and just join us there. I have two offerings this coming month. One is Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. So you are not alone. Unseen support is available to you to help you transform your life, health, and business. You can learn easy and effortless ways to connect with and receive communication from your invisible friends. And it's an additional bonus that if you've been working with healing guides, guardian angels, spirit guides in the past, you can receive an upgrade for more effective interactions in today's higher frequencies. And I am offering this online on August 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, and I'm also offering this in person Monday, August 31st from 7 to 9 p.m., so you have a couple choices there. And the other thing I am offering is consciousness techniques. So if you've ever had time where your life has just flowed with synchronicity or serendipity, wouldn't you like to step into that experience more often? You learn simple yet profound techniques for navigating life as consciousness and gain greater confidence for showing up and taking action. Step out of the drama and into a bigger experience of life. Transform problems into joys. And I am doing that online on Monday, August the 10th at 12 p.m. Pacific. This will be phone and video access as well as recorded. And also the in-person workshop is on Thursday, August 27th from 7-9 p.m. And again, you can find all of this if you go to my website, joan-newcomb.com.
Lots of good things going on there. Very good. Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk today about what we're calling heart space, right? And why you want to do it and how to do it. This show provides a format for you. So there is no time, there is no space in the reality that Joan and I play in. So wherever you are listening to this show, whatever you're doing, you can hear us. And it's all part of the spectrum of information. And we're going to use the word heart-centered awareness because we realize that heart, in that sense, gives us a place. And we're going to get into explaining all these different parameters of what we mean and how to make it user-friendly and how to enjoy. And most of us are very compartmentalized in how we live life. And we're going to invite you with this show to take the time to realize that it doesn't have to be quite so compartmentalized, that when you're making choices from in the field of the heart, you're not rationalizing or reasoning. You're more in tune with what you know. And we all know what we know to the degree that we know. And it's how much you're willing to use that, and opposed to the state of mind that says, oh, I have to rationalize it.
Yeah.
Oh, have to reason it. So we want to do that. So we got Jerry who's on the line, and
He can hold tight, and she can hold tight. We should hold tight because we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about what is consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about
how to be within oneself and be okay about it.
Yes. What is heart space? And yeah. But it's so much more. So
Okay, let's talk to our guest and see what she might be interested in. Hello, are you there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for hanging in there, sweetie. What can we help you with?
Well, that question that you asked before the break was the one that I was wanting to know about, and I didn't write it down. And now when you repeated it, it wasn't the same.
So reality's changing on you, huh? So it was something about heart space then?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe by the end of the show, your question will have been answered. Okay? So
why don't we bring her into heart space? Let's all drop into heart space and it will come back. Yeah. So Jerry, follow along. And everybody, Janet does this every show, and she has us drop into heart space. If you're driving, you can still kind of listen. But if you're sitting quietly, you'll receive this more effectively. What else
do you think, Janet? I think... it's just a matter of focus, okay? So everybody, no matter what time space you're in relating to my voice, Joan's voice, Jerry's voice, and what we're all doing here, is that you can be present in a way that you're not normally present. And so the show is all about consciousness and how to pay attention to those inner dialogues that maybe you don't listen to and how life is different when you do. And one thing we were doing this weekend, we had a great time at the Boeing Expo in Kent this last weekend. And it was interesting to talk to people who they all had an issue. They all didn't listen. So they were going to others for help with that. And what we wound up doing was helping them to hear themselves. And it's not that mind connection where you rationalize and reason, it is where you experience your information in a different way. So that's the setup. So it doesn't matter what you're doing right now. There's a part of you, that consciousness observing itself, that is saying, okay. And I love this. My cat just started crying and wanted in the room. My cat, for those of you who catch the show, every time we go to do this, she wants in the room. So,
Janet, we also have a caller after we're done with Jerry. We have another caller on the line who sounds like she's calling from a vet clinic. So I think your cat would be in company.
Yeah. See, the animals know. They don't have any. They don't have to rationalize anything. All right, everybody. So the part of you that's watching yourself and us, we're just going to allow yourself to shrug those shoulders. It seems like we got a lot of shoulder neck ache going on. So everybody just raise those shoulders and relax and drop in. And let's see what's wants, how we want to do this today. Well, you know, it's kind of warm here in Portland. So it feels like everybody needs to get in the pool. So everybody go to that pool in your mind. And there is, allow yourself to sink in. Allow yourself to go under. Allow yourself to just relax into yourself, out of mind, and just sink. And just the sheer, there you go, everybody. Just bring it down. And we're going to use the word heart. So bring your awareness down into heart, which is the physical. It's a centering of the torso. And then just allow yourself to get a little bigger into the emotional realm of heart, which most of us hold that association. Just notice the emotional textures that might be running. Whether you see color or things or feel, this is it. And then go beyond that and just notice into the core, the essence of all. And that's where we all meet. That's the field of potential. That's where nothing is something yet. It is just potential. It isn't even energy yet. Because energy is something. So it is just information. There we go. There we go. And just feel the relaxation happening. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to make any decisions or choices. That part of you that can anchor into this, all right? The rest of you that's busy driving or doing whatever, that's fine. There we go. So just notice. Oh, that really is feeling nice, Joan. It's kind of deep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jerry, how's that feeling now for you? Is she still there?
That's very nice.
Oh, good. You're feeling it, right? So this
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And maybe Valerie, are you there?
Yes, but Janet, I was going to have them come on one at a time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we just want to know how she's doing with that.
Right. And if your question came back to you.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's just feel good. Let's hang this place. This is the place you want to make your choices from. If you're going to have a question, if you're going to have an issue, if you're going to have to make a choice, this is the place where it gets real easy. So just notice this. This is just a field of information. Nothing's been decided here. So whatever your issue might be, let's just find a place out there for it. Just gather it up, whatever it is, and just put it out there. And in doing that, in creating this as reality, it just starts to allow for stuff to happen. All right, there's something on the back of the neck from somebody. Oh, and so that's one thing Joan and I do is we can pretty well track information. That's where our sensories are set up and trained anymore. And so we become aware of information. So just notice what if that grip on the back of your neck was less. Whoa, that feels good. Oh, yeah. There you go. John, what you got?
Well, I'm just curious about how Jerry is receiving this and if any questions are coming up for her. I like to interact with her.
Got it. What you got? Anything, Jerry?
Well, it's very nice in this space, but sometimes it's difficult when I'm in my everyday world and I'm in an anxious place to get into a space like this. In order to make a decision, I know that it would be better to make a decision in this space, but often I'm in a totally different a kind of a anxious and wired spot, and I'm and it doesn't, it feels like I can't even get to a nice, wonderful calmness like this.
So what I recommend, Jerry, is notice what you're feeling now, and notice that this, what is introduced to you now. You know what heart space feels like. And what would be a good way of anchoring this for her, Janet? You can imagine a pebble dropping into a pond. You can imagine dropping yourself into heart space and stepping back like Janet just had us all do. Some way that you can take this feeling with you.
This is bigger than you think it is, Jerry. This is always available. The challenge sometimes in meditation and different practices is that it takes ritual and setup and process. And what we just did, and I took a long time with that, actually. I would just... Because, Joan, when we're thinking in terms of consciousness, there is no time or space. So once you start to develop the habits of being in this state and it's familiar to you, it's not something that you have to, okay, I got to disappear for 10 minutes and have it, you know, set up. Just a minute,
hold. It's a real instantaneous thing that you can
So you're using your intention. So what you want to be able to do is go, okay, I know what this feels like. And so that's very helpful. And then you start your intention and you go, okay, I need to be in that place in this moment. What would that be like? Whoa. There you go. That you can, you have the skill sets. You just have to develop the intention that you're always in this, or you can always get back to this quickly. I do know that one thing's coming to mind is that when you get up in the morning, or before you get up in the morning, but after you wake up, those few moments there, you have the chance to, whatever the day is like, is to go to this place. And what would it be like if you got out of bed in this state? And what would it be like if you brushed your teeth and had your coffee and your breakfast and you drove to work in this state because you intend to be in this state?
How's that, Jerry?
Hmm. Wow, that sounds interesting, but in a regular everyday life, it seems to be distant. That's what I
Here's a touchstone for you, Jerry. Janet. Put your hand, there's three J's on the line here. Put your hand over your heart right now.
Okay.
And just sort of let that gesture anchor this feeling in. And the other thing that both Janet and I will tell our clients when we work with them is to notice what is different. So being on the air with us right now and participating in heart space is introducing a fundamental change to your reality, and you can take this with you after the show, after you get offline, and this can stay with you. And just putting your hand to your chest can be an instantaneous reminder.
Definitely. That anchoring, anchoring is really good. I always go with the word centering, and that's not appropriate in here. So in this anchoring that she's talking about, Noan's describing, that's what I do in the morning. I anchor in, oh, okay, everything's going to be different because I'm already there. So it's not something that I drag out from when I need it. It is the state I work from and look to live my life from. And so I think probably, Jerry, it's just a matter of reorganizing how you hold yourself in your day. And you start to do this consciously, and then unconsciously, that's going to start to get easier. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense now. I just don't know whether it will
make sense. You know what? You every answer you're giving with us, you start to doubt or negate it, and just be in the present moment with us now. Just be in the present moment with us now, and don't even worry about how you're going to carry that with you. Just get familiar with this energy now.
Right. And we're on every week. And you can listen to us. You can listen to us all the time.
And we have archived shows. You can listen to us 24/7.
So once you start to develop the habit, Jerry, and because Jerry's describing what is real for everybody, right? We all started this way. Is that, we're going to make a change in how we experience reality because we're going to make a change in how we experience reality. You're going to start to make a different choice, and you have to make the different choice. And is this easy to do? It is if you allow it to be easy to do. You have to look at how you've got your game set up. And you can't take no prisoners, right? It's like, okay. Now you've had this feeling, you have an anchoring mechanism. All it takes is putting your hand over your heart, do a couple of deep breaths, raise those shoulders, drop your shoulders, and you'll just start to develop, there it is. Now, what we also want to add in this state is whether you notice or not, it's there. And that's the fun part. It's whether you notice it or not, you're in that state. There you go. There you go. That's going to open up down the back of your neck. Oh, that's lovely. There we go. And just notice how things are a little softer. And you'll come in and out of this. We have no doubt that that's part of you learning what this state feels like. It's just your willingness to feel it, to let it be different. So we want to include for everyone who's listening, we're having this experience. It is real. We're in the reality where it's easy to do. And we're going to take this step into your daily life, because that's what Jerry's bringing up, is the awareness that, well, now I got to go feed the cat. So am I still in my heart? Well, what if you were? Oh, well, now I got to go to the grocery store and deal with all those people and drive. Am I still in my heart? Of course you are. All that's different is your awareness, your level of awareness in the heart. You're always in heart.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, Jerry. And give us a call next week and let us know how the
How's it going? Yeah. Or email us. Email us, please.
Yes, and let us know. Just with Joan and Janet at gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have our other caller?
I think she had to tend to her dog, so I just want to let folks know that our phone lines are open. You can call us to talk with us live at 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008. So I wanted to chime in about that because we talked a little bit about people's perceptions about heart. Mm-hmm. And for me, the difference about this is it's not just in your heart, but it's dropping down into the heart and then taking a step back. Mm-hmm. And there's something very profound about taking a step back. Mm-hmm. That just steps you in out of the lobby and into the main theater of life, or out of the lobby and into unified consciousness is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendously expansive space in this area.
Yeah. So our show's interesting because some people might say, you got dead airspace. And I think if you all are paying attention, there's nothing dead about this space. There is life.
I don't know if we stop talking long enough for there to be really dead airspace, but sometimes we do breathe.
Right. Remember, we're talking our way through a lot of this because we do have people who go, it's pretty quiet there.
There's nobody on the air. Let's change the channel.
So just giving yourself freedom to notice, and it's okay if you don't notice much, and it's okay if you notice, and what do we mean by notice? If you experience something sensory, you hear something, you feel something, your thought, where's your thought go? All of that is encoded information. And you just look at it because we're in a neutral place. There's no agenda here. It's user-friendly. This is grace. There's no judgment. And it's just what comes to mind. So in thinking terms of how could this be useful? Well, how could it not? Right, Joan? How could this not? This is health. This is health. This is wholeness. This is out of your limited viewpoint, because that's what the left brain does. It makes structure, and it's based into systems, and it's based about making things happen, which from the right brain, which is global and has the bigger picture and gives its directions to the left brain to make it real, this is whole brain integration happening. So you can just be free to track info.
And it's and it's a state of grace, as you said, and you can, and in this state of grace, it's an amazing experience, because you are in presence. You are right in the present moment, and you are flowing from one thing to another, and things just effortlessly unfold.
Well, and I think it's important for people to understand that once you start accessing this space, that events in your life change.
Yeah.
Because this is the place where you go, oh, okay, I think this is the situation. Let me put it up there. If I was just free to notice information about it, not what I think it has to be or rationalize and reason it, would I make a different choice? Would I have a different answer? And you and I know how that works in our personal lives, that we start to make different choices. And whether it's a blue dress or a green dress, which is, you know, can seem trivial, but in the reality of, oh, I'm making a choice. What is it? Oh, well, I want to, and I, there you go. You go to what instinctually is appropriate and what happens out of that. And too often we allow ourselves to do things that we don't want to do. This state is going to tell you, oh, if you do that, this is how you can find your way to it and be okay about it. Because things happen in life. And
well, the other thing I find is when I'm in this state, I don't resist.
So the things
I would have an opinion about aren't bothering me. And I was experiencing this weekend when we were at the Boeing Expo, the Conscious Wellness Expo. And there I was in this sort of state of observation, and there were things that were going by, and I thought, you know, this would be a different experience last year. Or just noticing what I notice and not having a reaction to it. It's like the negative vibes just sort of waft right through, you know, like air through a screen door.
Well, and the one thing that's different about this, okay, because a lot of people meditate and do different things, and we're inviting people that this is an immediate experience if you set it up that way, and that it doesn't have to be about process. And so this is information that you can use rather quickly, and so it doesn't have to be just left for when you have, you know, a half hour, because I don't know how many people have a half hour anymore to sit and contemplate. So, you know, this is something I practice in lots of different ways at lots of different times. And I notice so much more about my world. Don't you, Joan? Don't you see yourself in your world much more?
There's a remarkable clarity to it, and it's very transportable. You know, you don't have to ring a bell. You don't have to light incense. You don't have to chant anything. You don't even really need your eyes closed. You can be sitting. You can try this, guys. You can sit in a business meeting and drop into heart space and notice how it changes the whole meeting.
Oh, it does, you know, and you can really sense where people are coming from a lot of times, you know. Well, it depends upon how your skill set's set for, but yeah, it makes a lot of fun. I know, just being with my husband, and we went to the grocery store, and I was commenting on things, and he's like, "How do you do that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You're always so happy, and there were 10 things that you noticed. How is that?" And I went, "Well, I'm just allowing myself to notice the shape of the leaf. And you know, it's just a lot nicer way to fill my time in seeing the wonder of the universe around me than to be focused on, you know, my checkbook, for heaven's sake. And not that I don't need to be focused on my checkbook, but in having that experience with the leaf, my experience of the checkbook is different.
Right.
So, and that's what's key. We want to enjoy life. And I think, and we want to enjoy life because we want to enjoy life. Not because you have to enjoy life. Not because you can't enjoy life. We just want to enjoy life. I think that's what most of us are after. And so the more you can be in this state and play with what you think is real in your life, the difference is going to be incredible. Definitely. Well, I think it's probably for a time for us to start.
Yeah, you want to bring us out of heart space?
We need to come back out. Nobody wants to come out, huh? Well, don't we have another 10 minutes there?
On the other side? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody about all the classes and everything again, but we can, okay. We can carry over heart space. So one thing that I didn't mention in the beginning was that you can find us on Facebook, and we can do this in heart space. You can find us on Facebook by going to Facebook and putting in Conscious with Joan and Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and join the group and join the fun. And you can find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So just keep noticing, because we definitely have another section of time to be here.
Yeah.
Let's see. And that's what's interesting, is a sense of time shifts, mm-hmm. sense of space shifts. There is no time, no space. And what do we mean by that in heart space? All there is, it's full of potential. So everybody, just notice something in your life. Now, we put some stuff up there on the out there in a point earlier. And so if you were to notice that again, does it seem the same? Or has something different shifted? What's important in this work is to notice what's different, not the same. We're so entrained to the problem. And in holding our attention focused that way, the solution never gets in. Things have changed, and we can't see it or feel it or experience it. So just if things could be different, just notice. Whoa, there we go. That's a nice slide. If things could be different, what would that be like? About anything. That was wonderful. We had a gal came by to see Booth that I worked with, and she was experiencing breast cancer.
Oh, that's amazing. That was amazing.
That was just so amazing when she came and working with her, and she could, you know, we directed the attention, the whole state. She went to feel that lump, and it was different. And what happened out of that, and holding that reality, and everything held off for her to have that experience. A life can be traumatic like that, right?
It was amazing, because I was standing and I was talking with a friend of mine who had the booth across the way, and suddenly this woman, she released emotion, and it was like it was like a shockwave. That my friend who doesn't do energy stuff, she was like, I'm going to give her some privacy and go back to my booth. But I just stood there and I thought, what's so interesting is that this has a ripple effect. And uh-huh. this woman, in a sense, shared a miracle with the entire expo.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I'm not surprised that when she went to feel that the lump was gone.
It was definitely different. She had to
dismantle that pattern. It was great.
Well, and the whole thing was, oh my gosh, she was in such an altered state when she left. And I was like, I don't want her to talk to anybody else.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to recreate that story and that pattern again. And when she left, she was different in that it certainly was responding differently, or her experience of what she thought she was different. And she was laughing, and she's, oh my gosh, I haven't laughed. You know, she was just so happy. And I saw her a couple hours later and she was leaving. And I said, how are you doing? She says, I'm still laughing. And I was like, oh, that's so wonderful.
Yes.
She was still in that state with it. So we'll check in with her in a couple of days and see how she's doing with that. And, you know.
Yeah, so that's, I want to emphasize that because, you know, I said this to Jerry, too, about noticing what is different.
Yeah.
And the reason why you do that is that you have experienced a change. You might be experiencing a change right now, listening to us and matching us in heart space. And the way to keep that change going is to continue to notice what is different. If you referenced back to, you know, oh, what hasn't changed or what it, way it used to be, then you've reset yourself. It's like you have driven back, you know, you've driven back into the traffic lane on the freeway as opposed to being in the lane that moves you effortlessly through town. Right. So I invite everyone to be aware of what is different now and continue to be aware to notice what's different.
And if you can't remember what you put up there, perfect.
Yes.
Because it can clear that easily. So so just notice if there was something, you know, right in your awareness that's like now saying, oh, I'd like to be different. Just invite it to show up. Could be an experience, a place, a thing. It could be whatever. And just put it over there. And then just, what would it be like if it could be different? And there's some resistance. I can feel people going, oh, but it can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. Well,
yes, I was feeling people trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
like and the thing is, this stuff doesn't work from the mind. And believe me, I've tried. I'm really good at explaining it. When it really works is when I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know this. It's like having a beginner's mind with it.
Yes.
And when you step into that childlike beginner's mind space, that's when the miracle happens.
Definitely. And so some people are comfortable with the language of miracles and some people are comfortable with the language of magic. And, you know, there's all different ways to reference the unknown, the unseen. And in the blink of an eye, something is different. And that is so true because change can be instantaneous. Change can be spontaneous. And those are real words and not just concepts. Those are real actions in this state of reality. So something there is in one moment and you're able to allow it to be different in the next moment. In the follow-up moment, it is. So we play with that all the time. And sometimes we do good with it, and sometimes you aren't so good with it. And all of us who do this kind of work, we still have our own stuff that we dance with. And but more often than not, life is easier. I don't know anyone who does this work who doesn't find life to be easier. And it's amazing, right?
Yes.
Amazing.
It, you know, it gives you a higher perspective, a greater perspective to navigate life with. So, for instance, you know, you just came back from your father's funeral, and anyone who's ever had a relative die, just the craziness that goes on, and the whole last month has been a pretty amazing experience, and I noticed how you handled it. With the state of grace. Yes, you cried. Yes, you sweated. Yes, you,
These
things happened, but there was a greater, you held a greater space for what was going on and all that.
Definitely. So this stuff is real. You allow it to be real. So as we, it looks like we're time to come back. So everyone, you just want to let whatever's different be different. Just notice what you notice and bring your awareness a little bit more solid. Come into that emotional terrain again. Notice if it's different. It probably is different. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be different. And that's it. There may be places in us that resist change, that resist it being easy, that resist for whatever reason. And you want to look at that and allow yourself to notice, I'm resisting. Okay. We're not going to judge that. That's information. That's interesting. What are you resisting?
Are we carrying this over the commercial, or are we coming out of heart space?
I think we're coming out of heart space here pretty
great,
quick.
Great.
Okay. So just notice if you have resistance, if you have resistance to leaving the state, you're really not. What we're doing is heart space is there always. We're just shifting our awareness of how we relate to it. So I'm going to relate to it consciously, unconsciously. So just bring yourself back in. The emotions are running. That's interesting. Notice what's different. And then bring yourself back into heart, your physical heart.
Mm.
Feel it. Notice, is it slowed down? Is it kind of relaxed? And then just bring your awareness back to your present. Oh, that's interesting. I'm sensing a lot of headache in the back of the head. Okay.
So hold that. Don't hold that. But hold the after effects of heart space, because we have to stop for a commercial break. But stay tuned, because we're talking about what is heart space in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we have been talking about what is heart space.
And why to be there and what it feels like. So we want to invite all of you that have been there that this is going to continue, and the things that you're noticing different are real. Don't talk yourself out of them. Don't let your husband, your children, your school teacher, anybody talk you out of.
Don't even suggest that. You know, the neat thing about this is that you can walk back into your family, and the entire cast of characters will have changed. Not physically, but it'll be a little bit like Bewitched, where, you know, the second season or the third season, they had a different Darren. You can have a completely different Darren. It's like if you're, because you have created this incredible change of heart space, it's like stepping into a parallel universe where everybody's harmonious.
You'll notice things are a little different. The colors are a little brighter. Your eyes are popped open a little more. It's very interesting how people experience it. So we want to make sure that everybody, if you're having an experience of some sort that you can articulate, great, write to us. Let us know. Contact us at Conscious with Joan and Janet, and give us your feedback.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Oh, yeah, right, the Gmail thing. And let us know what you're noticing and how long this state lasts, because in this moment you're aware of something, and in the next moment you'll be aware of something. And so and as Joan goes over all the announcements, you're still in the state, so don't allow yourself to feel out of it. Just incorporate it in. It's already there.
Yes, allow yourself to incorporate it in. I'd always speak in positives, otherwise you're suggesting the other one. Now, yeah. if you're enjoying this and want to get up close and personal with us, we have a monthly free conference call, conscious conference call with Joan and Janet. So you can get up close and personal and drop into heart space with us and have a dialogue and ask your questions. And each time we've had this now, we have gone deeper and deeper, and it is an amazing experience with folks. And our next one is on Thursday, August 20th at 7 p.m. So again, email conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com to join us there. I also have a couple of things coming up, several things coming up. I am offering conscious conversations in a meetup in Tacoma. And the next one is on August 8th at Swayze Library, and that's at 3:30. You can find it on meetup.com at Consciousness Conversations, or the Conscious Conversations Meetup. And you can also find it on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. I am offering also two different webinar workshops, both online and in person. And the first one is Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. Just to let you know that you are not alone, and unseen support is available to you to help you transform your life, health, and business. Learn easy and effortless ways to connect with and receive communication from your invisible friends. And there's an additional bonus that if you've been working with healing guides, guardian angels, spirits, guides in the past, you can receive an upgrade for more effective interaction with them in today's higher frequencies. And the upcoming seminars are on in-person Monday, August 31st from 7-9 p.m. And then the online webinar is available to anybody around the world is Friday, August 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm also offering consciousness techniques. So ever had times where your life has just flowed with synchronicity and serendipity? And wouldn't you like to have life experienced that way more often? It's just like what Janet and I have been talking about here. You can learn some simple yet profound techniques for navigating life as consciousness and gain greater confidence for showing up and taking action, stepping out of the drama and into a bigger experience of life, and transform problems into joys. And I am doing a webinar on Monday, August 10th at 12 p.m. Pacific. This is both phone and video access, and it will be recorded. And then you can also, if you're able to get to me in the Puget Sound area, it's going to be an in-person workshop in Tacoma, Thursday, August 27th from 7 to 9 p.m. More information is on my website. And Janet, you've got a groovy website too.
Yeah, we do. It's been kind of quiet there for a while because I've been dealing with my father and family stuff and things like that. But as we get geared up for the fall, we'll be doing some more things.
And you have gatherings in your home as well. So, you know.
Right. We have conscious conversations. We do heart space awareness on Tuesday nights. So if you're in the Portland area and you'd like to come join us, you're more than welcome. You can find out that information on my website and on the blog, Life in the Beyond. And sign up and come have some fun. When it's nice outside, we're out in the backyard, which is a beautiful place to do this. And it's all about being in heart space.
And I've been down there with her in her workshops, and it is amazing. If you want to have an amazing falling over on, in delightful comfort, Janet just radiates an amazing healing energy. Oh, so really take advantage of it.
Very nice of you.
And that's at janetandbeyond.com.
So we want to notice, how are people doing with heart, the word heart? How are they feeling about that? Are we as reactive? Are we less? It's kind of like a thorn in a paw kind of thing. We're going to pull that out. So let's just pull it out in the reality where it is and how we've organized that way. There we go. There is nothing more glorious than being in present in your heart.
Yes.
And for most of us, and heart has no sense of time.
Yes.
So if you've had any kind of experience, you know, it's like active. And denial is not saying that something didn't happen. It's just saying something in the past happened and we don't go there. And that's not really dealing with stuff.
Well, you know, the other thing I find is when you're stepping into a parallel universe where that didn't happen, it doesn't mean that it didn't happen to you in the past, but you no longer feel the effects of it. And yeah. that is this, it's like that's the healing effect of being in heart space.
Right.
I just want to remind folks to find us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. And that's another great way to communicate with us and put comments there and message us there because you can ask us questions and we'll answer them on the air. And you can also find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet and message us, send us little notes there too, and we'll respond to your questions.
Yeah, and we want to thank all of you for joining us today, whatever time, space, and today is to you when you're listening to this.
Right, because you know what? It doesn't matter when you're listening to this. Your energies are actually helping to co-create this experience now because totally. Really there is no time or space, and so everybody who's ever listened to it is listening to this now in this space with us.
Especially my cat, see? So everyone, just notice what you feel like now.
And take that with you into your week.
Yes. Take it with you. Take it certainly into today or tonight, whatever time that is. And just allow yourself to go, okay, I had an experience. How much of an experience am I going to allow myself? What if this experience could change your life? Every moment is an opportunity to change the direction. Mm. As consciousness. And that is the power of this moment. That's the power of now that Eckhart Tolle talks about. This moment will never be again. You keep expanding it. There is no past. There is no future. There is only now. What are you noticing now? And enjoy.
All right. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And thank you for joining us, and tune in next week, same time, same channels.
Yeah. Enjoy life.
Bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.